This is an RNIB talking book.
Rule Britannia by Daphne du Maurier.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Emma awoke to the sound of planes passing overhead, but she was not fully conscious and the sounds merged with her dream. The dream was a recurring one, begun in childhood around the age of 5 and returning still at the age of 20. So she knew it must have some sort of psychological importance, but what it was she didn't care. In the dream, she and Mad were holding hands, bowing gracefully to the audience and then to one another. The applause was deafening, and the curtain rose and fell several times, but the clapping never ceased. As a child, she'd looked up to Mad in the dream, as her protectress, and there was a feeling of reassurance in the echoing smile, in the squeeze of the hand, as though Mad was saying, "It's all right. They can't hurt you. I'm here now and forever." Then, through school days and adolescence, the protectress figure had shrunk, or rather it was that Emma grew. And now they were equal in power, she and Mad. They were identical faces on either side of a coin, and the applause was for them both. The last burst of clapping, the final fall of the curtain. And it wasn't the world of theatre any more, but the dwindling sound of aircraft humming inland away from the coast.